Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Don't make that face at me.
What?
Okay, time for the bookshop game on Radio 1. The idea is simple. We call a bookshop and ask for books that don't really exist. It's really childish. It's the oldest joke in the world ever. It's stupid, but still quite amusing. First, we tried the lovely people of Scunthorpe. You know that one major chain of bookshops are on a elevated state of alert at the moment. Their highest state of alert.
Red alert.
Yeah.
What, because of you?
Beginning with B. Yeah.
Beginning with B.
Yeah.
Beginning with B.
Yeah. Butlings. And ending with orders.
No. Oh, I can only think of Waterstones, yeah. But that doesn't begin with a B.
No. An email went round from top management going, Scott Mills might ring you, asking for a stupid book. Right.
Right.
So, Scunthorpe, first of all, let's go.
Hello,
Village
Books.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for a book, please.
What is it you're after?
I'm looking for, it's called Arresting the Burglars.
Right.
The author is Nikateliov.
Is this Scott Mills?
Sorry?
Is this Scott Mills?
Why do you say that?
Because you sound like Scott Mills.
Yeah.
I thought so. I've actually been thinking you might actually give me a call at some point.
Right. Oh, I've been rumbled, haven't I?
You'd have been better off getting my co-worker. She doesn't listen to Radio 1 at work.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe I'll call back and next time I'll get her.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Right, bye.
Rubbish. I gave up on Scunthorpe after that.
Did you? Just on that one call?
And tried America, because they always fall for it, don't they?
Thank you for calling Borders and Maze Landing. This is Sandy. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm looking for a book, please.
Okay, what book's that?
It's called Piles.
It's called what?
Piles.
P.
P-I-L-E-S.
That's what I thought. I was just making sure.
Okay. Can I give you the author?
Certainly.
It's the second name is Myarz. M-Y-A-R-Z.
M-Y-A-R-Z?
Yeah.
And that's the author's name?
Yeah. Last name. First name is Paynin. P-A-Y-N-I-N.
No, not in our store. We don't have a listing for that.
Can I just check what you're looking up there?
Piles. And Paynin. My R's.
Thanks very much for your help.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
It's better than Scunthorpe. Every time.
Piles. And Paynin. My R's.
Good work. God, this is stupid.
But funny.
Let's try again.
Good morning, Barnes & Noble Carrie. This is Linda. May I help you?
Hello, I'm looking for a book.
Okay.
It's called Caught Short.
Caught Short?
Yes.
Okay, David Morrison, author?
No, the author is Gotteskeed Mark. G-O-T-T-A. S-K-E-E-D Mark, M-A-R-K.
Okay, so last name is G-O-T-T-A?
S-K-E-E-D Mark.
That's M-A-R-K?
Yeah. And the initial is I.
And is this a fiction book, or...?
Yes, it's complete fiction, yeah.
Fiction. And caught, C-A-U-G-H-T?
Yeah.
Caught Short.
Yeah. What are you looking up? Which author are you looking up?
Caught Short?
By?
I got a skied mark.
Is he Swedish, that author?
Yeah, I think so, yes. Yeah.
Caught Short?
By?
I got a skied mark. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1. Scott Mills. Afternoon, thank you very much, Edith. Hello, Chopper.
Hello.
You right?
I'm very good. Are you? Why are you grinning at me inanely?
I slept with a girl last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Who? How? Where? Not how, obviously. Well, I mean, how did it come about? Not how did you sleep with her?
In my house.
Yeah. Who is she?
You know the girl we were talking about yesterday with all the shoes? The girl with the shoe fetish?
Yeah.
Her.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, how did you woo her? Did you? You didn't promise to buy what, a bit of wine, and then you promised to buy her some shoes.
Yeah.
Are you trying to make Laura jealous?
I said that to all the girls. So yeah, I'm a happy boy today.
Okay, excellent. Are you going to see her again? Apart from every day at work, obviously.
Yeah, that could get weird, couldn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. Anyway, more innuendo bingo here.
What? So are you? Are you going to see her again?
I'll see her again. She came in earlier to say hello. Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
Nothing against her, but were you hammered?
Yeah. Thank you to all of you for pointing these out today on Innuendo Bingo. First from Joe Wiley.
You need sticky fingers, you see. Sometimes the stickiness just ain't there.
Ew.
Don't want to know about that.
And, of course, more Beaver Watch from Autumn Watch. Innuendo Bingo Ahoy on BBC Two last night.
Look at that.
Oh,
fantastic.
Look at that, Benna. That is your classic view of a perfect, beautiful beaver there.
Did you see that classic view of a beaver then last night?
I didn't.
You didn't
see
watch
the
show. It with her?
No.
No, okay.
And we do hasten to add, they do not come out during the day and do that.
No.
I've seen beavers very briefly during the day in a couple of places.
Could elaborate and tell us where.
It's a great show.
People who are looking after these beavers have to go in solemnly every morning and unblock it again.
This show's only an hour long. My God.
Purely in a cameraman terms, this is snatch of the day.
He's still keeping going with his snatch of the day.
He's still doing snatch of the day.
Great tits too.
Radio 1.
I need to watch this show.
Radio 1 podcasts.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hiya.
Hi, who's that, please?
It's Hannah from Chesterfield.
Hi, Hannah. What are you saying?
No, I was just ringing to say that I work for the other well-known bookstore that you mentioned earlier, Waterstone.
Yeah.
And we also got a memo around on our internet warning us that you might be trying to give us a call with them.
What, so the whole of Waterstones is also on a high alert for the bookshop game?
It is. They might hopefully have relaxed a bit, because I think it'd be brilliant if you did try one of our stores, because we've normally got characters. But
that's a nice idea. I might do that next. They're next on the list.
Oh, that would be good. It'd be absolutely hilarious.
What did the memo say, then?
Well, they gave a couple of examples of similar themed titles that you might be asking for.
Right.
But they were nowhere near the sort of class that you're in.
Was it like this one?
Sex on the Beach by Sandy Flaps.
Yes, that was one of the examples.
Was it? Imagine getting that email from your boss. He might ring you asking for a book by Sandy Flaps.
The cloakroom attendant by Angus McCotup.
Things like that, yeah?
I think they put that one on as an example as well. I think it was after you first started.
Inappropriate Behaviour by Ivana Till Your Boobie.
Right. It's good that Waterstones is on also high alert. I like that.
You're going to be banned from every bookshop in the country at this rate.
Love you, Hannah.
Yes, you too. Love you loads. Bye.
It's nearly 5 o'clock. This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Can I just say, the girl with the shoes that I slept with last night, it wasn't anything like that.
Right.
It was just like top-to-toe job.
Top-to-toe job?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Top-to-toe job?
Yeah. Like us in the video case book.
Oh, right. I don't think you should have... you were top-to-toe is where you should have left it.
Yeah, oh, right, okay, yeah. Yeah, so nothing
images
like that.
Images of her toes in your
Some
mouth.
People are a bit shocked that I'm admitting this on national radio at 10 past four.
Did she take her shoes off
she
when you were
top-to-toe? She did take her shoes off, yeah, she did.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's all I want to say.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's that, please?
It's Jordan Corby.
Hi, Jordan, where are you today?
In Corby, in my room.
All right, I thought your name was Jordan Corby, but you're Jordan and you're from Corby.
Yeah,
that's you. How can I help?
I want you to play Britney, please.
You want Britney, the whole album?
Yeah, the whole album now.
I can't do it now.
Please.
Why do you like it so much?
It's just brilliant.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did you buy the album at the time?
I was about 4, so no.
Right, but you love it though, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your favourite track?
Probably Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah, first track on there, you see?
Yep.
Not soda pop.
No.
Baby One More Time is the best pop record of the last 10 years.
Wow.
Do you agree, Jordan?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, so one big statement to make.
If we played this in 4, you would be loving it, wouldn't you?
Yep.
All right, Jordan. Well, I hear you, and I'll try and persuade Zane, all right?
Okay.
All right, love you.
Love you too.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that, please?
Hi, it's Bianca.
Hi, Bianca. Where are you today?
Exeter, and I'm at work.
Oh, rubbish. What are you saying?
I know. I think you should play the new Britney album. No, the old Britney album.
The old
or
one?
Both. Yeah, the old one. It's a classic.
I can't play both.
That is excessive.
That is ridiculous.
Okay, just the first one then.
Did you buy this album?
Yes, I bought them all.
Yeah. We love Britney, don't we?
I do. Everyone thinks I'm sad, but...
Why?
Because I'm always sticking up for Britney, and they're always taking the mick out of me.
Nah. I mean, she might be a bit off the rails, but we still love her, don't we?
I know, I do.
Classics, all of them. So you reckon we should put it on, do you?
Yeah, definitely.
See, Zayn's not going to do it, is he?
I doubt it.
I don't know. You make everybody send in a text, they might...
Text me 81199 if you'd like to hear the Britney album in full. I don't think Zayn's gonna swap Led Zeppelin for this.
No, maybe not.
Frankly. But it is a great album, isn't it?
It is, it's the best.
Do you think I'd get into trouble?
With Zayn?
No, just generally with Radio 1 bosses.
I doubt it, though.
What do you think, Bianca?
If you get enough text messages, then it
exactly.
should be okay.
Yeah, exactly. Public demand, yeah? What are they going to do? Yeah. Fire me, yeah? If people want it,
Maybe.
Right. Yeah, maybe. Right, okay, well, I hear you. If anyone else is up for hearing the Britney album, the first one, the classic Baby One More Time in full, then text me 81199. Hello?
Hiya.
Who's that?
Big Steve.
Hiya, Big Steve. You're right.
Hiya.
Yeah. Where are you?
We're in Leeds at the moment, at Leeds Met.
Leeds Met?
Aye.
You're a student?
Aye.
What's going on?
Just playing some computer games.
Alright. How can I help?
We want to listen to Britney.
You want to hear Britney?
Yeah, we pay our licences.
Yeah.
So, we get to, you know, public service, we get to demand what's on.
Yeah, you pay your licence fee. Yeah. It's the BBC, isn't it?
Aye.
Oh. So, I mean, you like this album a lot, yeah?
Aye, yeah.
Alright, so you'd be up for hearing Baby One More Time, the album by Britney in full.
Definitely.
Alright, thanks Big Steve.
Alright, cheers.
So you never know, he didn't sound like a Britney fan at all,
did he? I didn't think you were going to be able to shut him up.
I know. God, yeah. Zayn, tonight from 7 o'clock with the last of his masterpieces, one of the greatest rock albums of all time ever, Led Zeppelin 4, with Zayn, tonight from 7 o'clock on Radio 1. What do you think about this playing the whole Britney thing in full? Because I'm quite liking the idea. And look at the texts. People want it.
Yeah, I can't at the moment. Let's see the text, because the one that doesn't speak is answering emails and Laura's looking at shoes.
Oh, again. Right, on a scale to 1 to 10, right?
Yeah.
1 being it's all fine and 10 being fired. If I did play the whole album in full, right, uninterrupted, what do you think would happen on a scale of 1 to 10?
8.5.
Do you think?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Right. I've decided that we are now going to play the Britney Spears first album, Baby One More Time, in full.
Cool, okay.
Because the demand is there right now. We're going to play it. Now, there's 12 tracks, okay? This is all because of Zane Lowe's masterpieces. Tonight, he's got Led Zeppelin 4 in full from 7 o'clock. 12 tracks. How many tracks, George, before someone comes in and we get taken off the air?
Three.
Three tracks. Chappers.
Well, it depends. I would imagine most of management are pretending to be in a meeting or something, so they're probably not listening. So,
thing is, I've just been upstairs, yeah? And it's all the radios are turned down.
Right,
which is good, isn't
it? Yeah, that's nice of them.
That's good because I reckon we might get away with it.
All right, I'll.
How many do you think?
Two and a half. There'll be one person in management.
That's three.
No, that's two and a half.
No, two and a half.
So get your own idea. Stop copying mine.
Four, then, just to shut her up.
Laura, what do you think?
I think the whole album, because I saw one of our bosses leave the building.
Amazing. Right, let's do it. Here it is. Scott Mills' masterpiece on Radio 1. The seminal Britney Spears album, Baby One More Time, in full. Baby, baby, one more time. This is Radio 1, and it's Masterpieces with Scott Mills. One track.
Radio 1's masterpieces. Classic albums that changed the face of music.
Hang on, the phone's ringing. Hello, Radio 1. Hello? Hi. Is that enough? Okay, who's that, please? Okay, right, that's enough, yeah?
All right, thank you. Bye.
Right, that's apparently that's enough.
You really are a wimp, aren't you?
Sorry?
You really are a wimp.
Seriously, I don't know who that was, but I said, who is it speaking? And they were like, it's upstairs. That's enough now, Scott.
Well, that could have been...
No, they sounded really annoyed.
Well, so? You lasted one track and what, 20 seconds of the second? You had the door barricaded so that nobody could come in, so I was trapped in the live lounge, which was fine. And all it takes is one phone call from somebody, you don't know who it is, but they had a scary voice.
No, I also had a text from the big boss.
Saying
the
what?
The big boss. Saying, we like this, but one song only.
But you've never paid any attention to the text that the big boss sends.
Yes, I have.
You haven't?
What do you mean? Don't go down this road.
When he texts us to get us to reply to go to dinners or meetings or stuff, you never do it. So that's the first time you've ever paid any attention to a text from the big boss.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Pardon?
Why did you stop Britney?
Yeah.
Why did I stop Britney? Because the bosses aren't happy at all.
But I think your audience is really enjoying that. I certainly was.
Were you?
Looking at the text, yeah. They all are, yeah.
But there's a lot of support out here for you.
Well,
don't go overboard.
No, there are a lot of texts. Who are you, please?
My name's Matt.
Where are you at the moment, Matt?
I'm driving home on the M1.
Yeah, okay. Right. So you're enjoying the masterpiece that was Baby One More Time, album?
Yes, I mean, I have to say, I've actually heard all of the masterpieces that Zane's playing, but this one I haven't ever heard before, so...
You've never heard it before?
Not the whole album, no.
Right.
So you're bringing Britney to a whole new audience.
Exactly.
Right, so you think we should put it back on?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, just be strong.
All right, here's track three. This is Radio 1. Hi, Zane.
Don't bring me into this, man.
Right, what happened then was I was too scared to answer the phone, so I made Zane answer it.
Well, you didn't make me, to be honest. I was well up for the challenge.
What did they say?
No, seriously, one is enough was the opening line.
Right. Yeah, but you dealt with them, Zane. Yeah.
I did, you hear me?
Yeah, he went deal or no deal.
Deal or no deal and put the phone down, didn't he?
I did. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Scott Mills, Radio 1. Right, 6:08 with Scott. Hope you're all right tonight. I've got Alicia Keys' new one coming up, and Nicole Scherzinger, and White Stripes in the Fray. You've got to see Autumn Watch. Seriously, it's like Big Brother only with animals. It's on BBC Two this week and next week with Bill Oddie,
Hello. And
Kate Umble, and it's just. A minefield of innuendo bingo, that show.
I think let's go to our beavers because these Bill are the undisputed new stars of the show.
They even found some classic beavers.
Look at that, fantastic.
Look at that, Ben. Now that is your classic view of a perfect, beautiful beaver there.
Thank you very much to all of you on the email that have been vigilant and have pointed this out to me.
And we do hasten to add, they do not come out during the day and do that.
No.
I've seen beavers very briefly during the day in a couple of places.
If you like the sound of the show, it's on BBC Two. It's called Autumn Watch. Here's some more.
People who are looking after these beavers have to go in solemnly every morning and unblock it again.
And this from last night, it just gets worse.
Purely in a cameraman terms, this is snatch of the day.
And the final word from Kate Umble.
Great tits too.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Oh, I just went upstairs.
Did you?
Yeah, no one talked to me.
Really? No change there, then.
I have put my phone back. I'm going to put my phone back on
okay.
Now.
Okay.
I'm scared. Okay. If you're listening in York at the moment, you may have heard about this. It's all gone off in
Why?
York.
Why?
Well, we wasn't really supposed to cause trouble, this, but we kind of have. And it was, you know, it was something quite innocent. Basically, Laura called up the council in York, offering herself up to turn on the Christmas lights
Not
this
me.
Year. It was you.
I offered
do you? I'm proud of where I'm from, and I thought I'd do a favour for York and offer your services.
It was you, though.
No, I asked for you. I didn't say I'd like to do it.
Right.
Is that true? Get the story right. Go
so
on.
So you phoned up saying
Laura's
you go and turn
Laura's diary.
You go and turn the Christmas lights on and bring Scott with you. Okay.
Kind of did. Anyway. Yeah. She called up. It's so like not cool offering yourself, is it?
No, it's not the best. It's not the best.
Like, you know, be offered. Wait for the phone call. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Hi, it's me here from Radio 1. Anyway, I'm sorry to the council in York. Laura called them. And said, you know, we can turn on the light. They haven't got enough money, see, to do it.
What?
So they said no.
They haven't got enough money?
Yeah, apparently.
How much were you asking for, man? How much do you charge to turn on Christmas lights?
How much did you ask for, Laura?
I didn't ask for any money for you.
You're on £586,000 a year. Why do you need money to turn on Christmas lights?
I thought you could do some charity work, Scott.
Yeah, I like doing charity work. Anyway, it's probably the lights that cost the money, not us, I think. Anyway, they haven't got enough money, whatever.
For
I don't
you.
Know. Right?
They haven't got enough money for you, right?
And now there's a big row that started with the council. Mm. And an argument going on between some councillors as to whether we should do it or not. And there's now a call for one of the council members to resign.
Oh, my God. I've got a press release being put in front of me. It says it is a war of words has erupted.
So, if the man that is being asked to resign is listening, like, don't resign. So somebody, it was just a silly idea.
So somebody is going to have to resign their job, all because you asked for too much money to turn on the Christmas lights.
That's
in
not
York.
True. That's not what it is. It's just that they can't afford it.
Do you feel a bit?
It's not
bad.
They can't afford us. They can't afford it.
Don't say us. It's all you.
So, if that man's listening, don't resign. And the people of God, look at the message board as well on the website. Everyone, just calm down. It was a bit of fun. All right.
Have you moved on from splitting people up to getting people to lose their jobs?
Certainly looks that way. Everyone in New York, just simmer down. It's all fine. Yeah. It's not happening. Yeah. They haven't got enough money. That's it.
For you.
For us, yeah. Radio 1 Podcast. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Yes.
Hi, it's Elliot here from Cheltenham.
Hi, Elliot. You right?
Yeah.
How can I help?
I'm very disappointed in you.
What now?
I've seen more backbone in a jellyfish.
What do you mean?
For not playing more Britney.
Yeah, well, I played two tracks, two and a half.
Worse.
Right, seriously, like the big boss texted me. Yeah?
There would be no Radio 1 if it wasn't for us listeners.
Right.
You should be giving us what we want.
Which is the whole Britney Spears album.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry I've disappointed you, Elliot.
Well,
I just quite like my job.
I'm tempted to switch to Radio 2 now.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay?
Okay.
Promise me you'll stay at Radio 1.
Well, I'll try if you do one more track.
Which one would you like?
Toxic.
Toxic's not on that album, you Wally.
Oh, no, it's not, is it?
What about Email My Heart? Would you like that?
Email My Heart. That'd make me so happy.
Okay, here it is for you now on Radio 1.
Thank you, Scott.
I'm joking, of course. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.